game with big bucks and whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Test Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton. Where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great prizes, too. Right now, let's meet today's player.
Hi, my name is Eric, and I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm here to win big bucks pressing my luck.
Hi, I'm Pamela, and I'm here to win big bucks for my kids.
My name is Don. I'm from Chicago, and I drive a broken down car, and I'm here to win a new one.
Press your luck. All right. Well, let's get it going here. You've each got $1,000 just to start things off with. Now, you can add to that by taking a chance on that beautiful big game board right there. It is loaded down with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including this gem car. Now, to get that gem car, you will need to land on the gem space here in round one, the car space in round three. Then you need to win the entire game. Then you can just drive it right on out of here. All right? Each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains either a cash value or a prize. And I'll show you how it works here. Ready? Stop! There you go, a CD cabinet. That's worth $216. But I want to warn you, you got to be careful of the dreaded whammy. You land on the whammy, he will come out here, take all your cash, take all your prizes, knock you right out of the round, all right? Now, the strategy here in round one is to take as many spins as you dare without hitting the whammy, and you can freeze at any time if you're afraid of the whammy or if you think you've already got enough to win the round. Remember, the player in the lead at the end of this round has the big advantage in our final round, and the player in the lead at the end of the game is our winner and the only one who takes home all the cash, all the prizes they have earned. Okay. We drew backstage to determine who would go first here. Eric, that's you. Start you off with $1,000. We'll see what you can add to that by putting the big board in motion.
All right, let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. Big bucks, let's go.
Stop. Ooh. And a whammy. Not the way you want to start things off, Eric. Wow. Hopefully you've got it all out of your system here. You are out of this first round, but definitely not out of the game. Pamela Dodd, just between the two of you. Pamela, we come to you. Let's see what you can do. The
okay.
Board's in motion. Good luck.
Okay, big bucks for the kids. This is for the kids. No whammy, no whammy, and stop.
Stop at $740,
yes.
Pamela. Dodd, down to you for your first spin of the game. Good luck to you.
No whammies, no whammies. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at a tool set. Don, that's worth $260. All right, we made it once down the line. Only one casualty so far, but we do need to add more whammies to the board just to make it even more interesting for you. Pamela, we come to you with $1,740. Currently in first place. Do you want to freeze there, or would you like to press your luck?
I am going to press my luck.
$450.
Yes!
Pamela, that brings you to a new total of $2,190. And it brings us to Don. Second place behind Pamela here. What do you want to do, Don? Freeze or press your luck?
I want to press my luck, Don. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Stop!
Stop at a wrist MP3. Don, that's worth $200 for you. $1,460 is where you are now. More whammies. Here they come on the board. Pamela, back to you. $2,190 is your total. What you want to do? You want to freeze here or press your luck?
Freeze! I want to press my luck.
All right.
Okay, it's for the kids. Come on, no whammies. Lots of money. Big bucks, and stop!
Stop. Oh, Pamela, oh, whammy.
And I'd like to thank my agent, but most of all, yeah!
Grateful little fella, isn't he, Pamela? All right, now you are out of this first round. Certainly not out of the game. Don,
yeah,
it's
baby.
Only you and me,
yeah,
my friend.
Baby.
Now,
yeah.
Here's your situation. You have $1,460. If you freeze here, you'll go into the final round in the lead. You'll have the big advantage. But if you want to try to add to that, you can press your luck. What would you like to do?
I'll press my luck, Todd.
Stop at a microwave. $180 is that microwave's value. Don brings you down to $1,640. We must put more whammies up on the board here, Don. And we must ask you, what would you like to do now? Do you want to freeze here, or do you want to press your luck again?
Freeze!
All right, you are frozen. Well, a lot of whammies floating around that first round. Eric and Pamela both hit, both with $0. Don, you will have the advantage in the final round with $1,640. And when we come back, the players will go to the question round, try to rack up some spins for some big bucks right after this. New pressure luck. Now is the time of the show where we get to know our players just a little bit better. And Eric, we will start with you. And may I say, you've got me feeling a little self-conscious. You've got the best hair on the stage.
Well, thank you.
Yes. You're from Arizona, and you enjoy water sports. What sport in particular?
Jet skiing, bodyboarding. Fantastic. Out here.
You're going to earn a little, some big bucks to reinvest in some high-quality jet skis and all that good stuff?
Maybe even a surfboard, I think I saw.
Well, there you go. All right. Good to have you here. Pamela, you're here to earn big bucks for the kids, and they tell me you've got a little good luck charm here. A picture of them with you?
Right here, right on my lapel. I brought my kids with me.
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
Two boys, girls?
One boy, one girl.
Oh, split it right down the middle, one of each. How nice. And how old are they?
Jonathan's going to be 12 this month, and my daughter Anna is 9.
Oh, that's great.
All
right, well, it's good to have you here. You look like a proud mommy. Good to have you here. Now, Don.
What's up, Big Todd?
Tell me about that broken-down ride you're cruising around town in.
It's broken. The driver's window is completely fell out on the 101, and so now I have an air-conditioned car.
Right, yes.
Awesome.
Now, do you have the duct tape upholstery in the front?
The duct tape is on the mirror. On the driver's side there, yeah.
Now, you were in first place. You took another spin there. You were playing it kind of daring. Is that going to be your strategy?
Hey, man, I came to play to win.
That's right. There you go. All right. Well, it looks like all three of you came to win, so it's good to have you here, and we're going to try to help you out by giving you a chance to earn some spins for the final round of the game. Of course, the more spins you earn, the better chance you have on winning. This is how the question round works. I will ask you a question, and the first player to buzz in will give me an answer. That answer then becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players. A correct buzz-in answer will get you three spins. A correct multiple-choice answer will get you one spin, okay? Good luck, the three of you. Here comes the first question. Now tell me, what company makes its drivers attend Hot Dog High before getting behind the wheel of its 20... Eric?
Is it the Oscar Mayer Wiener?
The 27-foot-long Wiener Mobiles. Is it Oscar Mayer, Ballpark, or Hebrew National? Pamela?
Oscar Mayer.
Don?
Oscar Mayer.
Oh, it is Oscar Mayer, yes. What I wouldn't give to have the time to sing the theme song for you. Eric, you get three spins there. You're at three. Pamela, you pick up one. Don and Oscar Mayer Wiener spin for you two down there at the end. Okay, next question. During what month would you find the last day of summer in the United States? Pamela.
August.
Is it August, September, or October? Eric?
August.
Don?
August.
Nope, it's September. Last day of summer comes in September. Tricky one there. Eric, you stay at three. Pamela stays at one. Don stays at one. And we move on to the next question. Listen carefully here. In military time, it's 1,800 hours. But in standard civilian time, it's what? Pamela.
6 o'clock.
P.M. or A.M.?
P.M.
Is it 6 p.m., 4 p.m., or 8 p.m.? Eric?
6 p.m.
Don?
8 p.m.
It is 6 p.m. 6 o'clock p.m.
Yeah.
You add it to the 12 there, Don. See if you... All right. Eric, you pick up a spin, go to four. Pamela gets three for that. You go to four. And Don, you stay right there at a non-military one. For over 20 years, he co-hosted his movie review show with Siskel. But what film critic now sits across the aisle from a guy named Roper? Don.
Roger Ebert.
Is it Roger Ebert, Leonard Maltin, or Gene Shalit? Eric?
Oh, Roger Ebert.
Gene Shalit.
It is Roger Ebert. Ebert and Roper. Yeah. All right, Eric, a spin for you. You go to five. Pamela stays at four. Don, three spins for you. That gives you four. All right, listen carefully. Here's your final question. In Roman numerals, what number is represented by the letter D? Letter D. Out of time, we'll give you three choices. Is it 50, 500, or 5,000? Eric, what do you think?
I'm going to go big with 5,000.
Right, Pamela?
5,000.
Don?
50.
It's actually 500. D represents 500. All right, good question round there. At the end of the question round, here's how it looks. Eric, you'll take five spins into the final round. Pamela, you'll have four to play on the big board. Don, four for you as well. Now, you stay right there when we come back. The final round, but these players will use those spins for big bucks and great prizes. It happens right after this.
Runners up will receive the Argus Internet Ready digital camera with color, LCD, cyber display, and audio and video recording capabilities. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
All right, welcome back. Here it is, folks, the big final round of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Players on the big board. Over $100,000 in cash and prizes for you. And like always, some whammies. Be careful here. If you hit one of them, they're going to grab all your cash and they're going to leave you flat broke. If you hit four of them, they're going to knock you right out of the game. So, Pamela, be careful. Eric, be careful. You each have one. And as if the whammies weren't causing enough trouble, in this round we have double whammies. They not only take all your money, they'll come out here and mess around with you a little bit. Now, in this round, there is more strategy because here you can pass your remaining spins to the opponent that's in the lead in hopes that they hit a whammy, and the leader must take all the spins that have been passed to him. Remember, only the player in the lead at the end of the game will be the one to take home all their cash and all their prizes. All right? All right. Here's how it looks. Don, you froze in the first round with $1,640. You will have the advantage of going last in this round. We go to the player with the least amount of money. Eric and Pamela tied at zero, so we go to the player with the least amount of spins. Pamela, that's you. $0, one whammy, but four spins. Are you ready to press your luck?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Hey, no whammy.
Didn't know a little magic show came with that, did you, Pamela? Cool. Well, the bad news is you still only have $0. Good news is you have three spins to try and get you back into the mix here. Would you like to press your luck?
I would like to press my luck. Come on, it's for the kids. Big bucks, no whammy, and stop!
Again! Stop! Oh, another whammy!
I have whammy-itis.
Yeah. Yeah!
Pamela! Your third whammy. You have two spins remaining. One more whammy, this game is over for you. Now, should you decide to pass those spins, keep in mind they go to Don. But if you want to press your luck, there's the big board with all the big money on it. What would you like to do? Pass the spins or press your luck?
Press my luck.
All right.
Can't happen again. It can't. Big money, big bucks, big bucks. No whammies and stop.
Stop it, five. Pamela, couldn't have asked for any more than that. All right, now you're in first place. Now you have $5,000 and you still have two spins. What you want to do, pass or press your luck? One more whammy,
game.
You're out of the game. What you going to do?
I am going to pass.
Okay, they actually go to Don, all right? The spins come to you, Don. Two spins you will have to take, but sit tight with those. We come to Eric. $0, one whammy, five spins. Do you want to press your luck?
Oh, yeah.
Baby. Let's go.
All right, baby, let's go, baby, let's go. Stop!
Stop! Oh, what double whammy for Eric. Hoop time for you there, Eric. All right, your second whammy. $0, four spins. Press your luck or pass them to Pamela. What's it going to be?
Keep pressing, baby. All right, come on. A little better luck here. Stop!
Stop at $500 and a spin. Gotta love that. Still four spins to go. Eric, would you like to take another?
Yeah, keep pressing. All right. Come on. Come on, baby. Stop!
Stop at a laptop worth $1,599. Put you in second place, $2,099, three spins to go. What you going to do, pass or press your luck?
We're going to go one more. Come on, baby. I like that laptop. I like the laptop.
Stop at a kayak. $1,795 is the value of that kayak, Eric. You were still in second place. You have two spins. What you going to do?
I'm going to go one more.
Here he goes.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Stop. Stop at Cabo San Lucas. 1 week in beautiful Cabo San Lucas, valued at $3,745. Eric, that puts you in first place, $7,639. If you choose to pass your last spin, it goes to Pamela, or you can press your luck. What do you want to do?
Pass.
All right, Pamela, that spin comes to you. Currently in second place with $5,000. Keep it right there. When we come back, she's got to take that spin. Don't you go anywhere. Quite the game we find ourselves in the middle of here. Before the break, Eric passed his final spin to Pamela, who is currently in second place with $5,000. That is one spin you must take now, Pamela. Here it comes.
Time to get some big bucks for the kids. No whammies and stop!
Stop at $1,000 or spin again. Pamela, wow. You have a choice. You want the money or do you want another spin? You've got the money, $6,000. All right, still in second place. And finally, we come to Don, who has $1,640. Two spins you must take. Don, here comes the first now.
All right, no whammies, no whammies. Daddy, need a new pair of shoes.
Stop at $1,750, Don. Brings you to a total of $3,390. Currently, $4,249 behind Eric here. Here comes your next pass spin.
Big bucks, baby. Yes, stop!
Stop at a gourmet food package worth $564. Some nice steak and lobster for you there, Don. All right, you are still in third place, $3,954. Now, Don, we're talking about your earned spins here. You have four of them. These spins you can do with what you like. If you choose to pass them at any time, they will go to Eric. What would you like to do? Pass or press your luck?
Press my luck! No whammies, no whammies. Big bucks, stop!
Stop at diamond earrings worth $999. New total, $4,953. Still in third place. Three spins. What you gonna do, Don?
Press my luck. I'm getting a whammy. No money. Big bucks, stop!
Stop at a projection TV. Don, that TV is worth $1,699. Now you're in second place. You trail Eric by $987. Two spins. What you gonna do? Back to the board we go.
Stop!
Stop in living room furniture worth $1,000. All right, Don. Here it is. Don,
yes, sir.
You are in first place, $7,652. You have one more spin. If you pass it, it will go to Eric. If he whammies, you are our winner. If you press your luck and you hit a whammy, Eric will be the winner. What would you like to do?
Press my luck!
The Sharper Image Collection worth $1,156. You avoided the whammy. Don, you're our winner. $8,808. Here is Gary Crowder to tell you what you've won.
Don, you've won a gift pack from Sharper Image. How about a microwave cooking oven? It's a snap with Panasonic's one-touch genius reheat and cook sensor with super fast defrost from Panasonic, just slightly ahead of our time. A wristband MP3 player. Extra large 800-piece tool set. You'll look fantastic, Don, in 14-karat gold and diamond earrings. A selection of grade-A boneless filet mignon and a lobstergram. Clam bake. Lobstergram is a unique way to send great gourmet gifts of succulent lobster, crab, shrimp, or tenderly aged meats. Ship fresh from Lobstergram. 1-800-LIVE-LOB. A living room set with sofa and matching chair. There's more, Don. A 52-inch projection TV. Put that together with your $2,750 in cash. Your grand total was $8,808.
You did it, man. Now you can get that car fixed and then some. You gonna be all right? Pamela, thank you so much. Eric, thank you so much. Also, Pamela, a contestant in the Miss California contest. We wish you luck there. How about this guy right here? Folks, thank you so much. Join us next time for an ever-so-emotional episode of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. We're going to find you a handkerchief, buddy. There you go.